Lent over yet? Is this Lent thing about over yet? I had a boiled egg and burnt toast this morning just to join in the misery. I hate being left out. I gave up alcohol and porn for Lent, which means that I feel guilty every time I open a beer or watch porn. It's making me a little bitchy. Even Tessa seems like a dick sometimes. Like when she accompanied me to my allergist appointment and asked the physician how many dogs and cats we can pile into the bed at night before it becomes a lethal dose for me. Maybe she's just showing concern. Dogs are lucky bastards. No lung cancer. No mutual fund balances. No worrying about rehab if you're on a drinking binge. Just eat whatever seems edible and then die after 10 or 15 years. I had a graduate level seminar in Victorian fiction that lasted longer than that every week. Dogs are so fucking adorable. Any dog could lay its chin on Tessa's tummy and it has a home. Actually, a king cobra could lay its chin on Tessa's tummy and she would adopt it. Oh, and speaking of Tessa, last Sunday's entry was supposed to announce that last Friday, March 25th, marked the official beginning of the Christmas shopping season for Tessa, but I had to post that clip from the karate tournament where I got smacked in the back of the head like a prize dork. But now I'm going to announce the official beginning of the Xmas shopping season, which officially started 5 days ago. It's been going on unofficially for many weeks, of course, but March 25th marks the Feast of the Annunciation when the Blessed Mother realized that she was expecting. It's also 9 months before Xmas, which is really clever, I think. I personally find my adherence to the liturgical calendar rather off-putting, so please don't be offended if you're an atheist. I am too, some days. Let us rejoice and be glad, and that's rejoice and be glad. It's like killing two cute little bunnies with one stroke.